When you pick up Charisma Magazine, do you make a beeline for Stephen Strang's column? If so, you're like a lot of Charisma readers. Now you have the option of listening to Charisma's founder's column, not just read it. I'm Kurt Landry, and I downloaded Charisma Media Audio app. Get it for yourself at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit. Download the app today. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about an Israeli coronavirus treatment with a 100% survival rate tested on its first U.S. patient. That story right after this short message.
Have you ever asked yourself the question, how do I reach those in my family or church who are struggling with homosexuality? In her book, An Unconventional Love Letter to the LGBTQ Community, Jessica Newsom shares her personal journey of freedom from a homosexual lifestyle. This resource will give practical application for bridging the gap between the church and the LGBTQ community. If you desire to have effective tools for ministering to the LGBTQ community, you can get Jessica's latest book at loveatthecross.com/book. Be sure to also check out her weekly podcast show on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's called The Victory is Greater Than the Struggle, Ex-Lesbian Podcast. You can find it at cpnshows.com.
Pluristem Therapeutics Incorporated, a biotech company based in Haifa, Israel, has seen amazing results with their COVID-19 drug. Under the Compassionate Use Program, they have treated a small number of severely ill patients. The patients were experiencing respiratory failure and needed to be intubated in the ICU. Pluristem Therapeutics Incorporated, a biotech company based in Haifa, Israel, has seen amazing results with their COVID-19 drug. Under the Compassionate Use Program, they have treated a small number of severely ill patients. The patients were experiencing respiratory failure and needed to be intubated in the ICU. Four of the patients were battling with multi-system organ failure, including the heart and kidneys. All of the patients are still alive, and so far the recovery rate has been 100%. Allogenic placental expanded cells, or PLX, take cells from donated placentas at the time of delivery of healthy, full-term babies from healthy women under 35 years old, undergoing elective cesarean section. When the human immune system fights the COVID-19 virus, some of the more damaging effects come from the body going into an overactivation that causes many deaths. The biotech company has been using this PLX treatment strategy to calm the body's overactive immune system. Pluristem's PLX treatment is now being tested in other countries, and a critical patient in New Jersey has started treatment. The results have not yet been released. We are hopeful that they will see the same results that the Israelis have seen. The biotech company's CEO, Yaki Yani, says that we are pleased with this initial outcome of the Compassionate Use Program and committed to harnessing PLX cells for the benefit of patients and healthcare systems. In order to maximize PLX cells' impact on patient recovery and to work towards making our treatment widely available, we plan to quickly move forward into a clinical development program. Investors seem confident in the company's treatment because the NASDAQ has reported that the company's shares gained more than 20% on Monday. Pluristem plans on continuing to run clinical trials in parallel with compassionate use cases that have been approved by the appropriate clearances in the U.S. and Israel. Let's keep these doctors, scientists, and officials in prayer that they will have God's divine wisdom and insight to fight this virus. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.